Welcome back to Ravens Report. Happy to visit with Ravens kicker Justin Tucker, who has been on quite a roll this week. And I'm not just talking about kicking. You have a lot going on in your life. You have certainly made Baltimore Ravens fans extraordinarily happy. But this update, male Ravens fans are extremely disappointed in you. And I think you know why.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in your engagement, you set the bar so ridiculously high, every Ravens fan who ever wants to get married is going to look at these pictures of what you did with your fiance Amanda at the Four Seasons.
Oh, my gosh.
Sean Hubbard captured these photographs brilliantly. This looks like something out of The Bachelor.
Yeah, it's a little over the top, maybe. But, no, Sean did a great job. You know, I was glad he was able to help out, for sure. But
please tell me Amanda said yes after
she
all
did.
This work.
She did, and I said this before to Ryan Mink. He was like the first guy I kind of gave the inside scoop to, and I thought the coolest part about the whole night was when I finally dropped down on a knee and asked her. She didn't even look at the ring. For all she knew, there was nothing in the box. She just said yes, of course, and you know, I thought that was pretty cool.
But if you did all of that and you didn't have something really good in the box,
yeah, it might have been. You know, might have been a little strange to, you know, finish the evening from that point on. But no, it was definitely a really cool night, and you know, I was glad she said yes.
Well, congratulations. So, which is more stressful, proposing or lining up for the game-winning kick Sunday against the Bengals?
You know what? I don't think either is really that stressful anymore. I mean. You know, of course, there's going to be butterflies. I'll say it like that. You know, all day leading up to my proposal to Amanda, I was a little fidgety, and you know, I'd done a couple weeks worth of planning, and you know, for a good couple weeks leading up to that Friday night, I was probably a little bit on edge. I was a little fidgety, but you know, we're so used to. I wouldn't say used to, but like we're kind of forged in the fire, so to speak, Morgan and Sam and I. So when it comes down to the last 4 minutes of a game, where you know it very well could be coming down to my foot, or you know, like in the Super Bowl, it comes down to Sam's foot twice. We're ready for whatever is thrown our way, and I think at this point we're just excited for those opportunities. I mean, we get to be the difference and. Some pretty big games. I mean, this last weekend was big for us, and we know that.
And you've seen big games, Justin. I mean, you've seen the huge games. The divisional playoff game last year in Denver, double overtime. The entire season comes down to your foot. Take us through what that experience was like.
Yeah, it's pretty bonkers looking back at it now. But yeah, there's the video. Yeah, when we look back and reflect upon it, it was a just a remarkable time in all of our lives, so that whole playoff stretch. But when you're in that moment, you don't even think about it. I mean, we just think of the action, not the consequence, and that's something we always go back to as our technique. And for me, it's you know, driving toward my plant step and getting downfield and swinging straight through the ball and giving it the best chance to go through the uprights. And that's really all that's going through my mind. I mean, the moments leading up to it, we were talking about this just before we started rolling, the moments leading up to it when we're standing on the sideline, particularly when we were in Denver, just because it was so dang cold, you know, that's probably where the stress would set in. But for us, we've seen this a number of times, and we've experienced a lot of close games, a lot of dogfights, but you know, at the same time, those are the ones that are the most fun to be a part of and the most fun to win.
The more I hear your approach to kicking, the more it seems like it is a highly choreographed part of life where everything has to be precise, each step is well thought of, and each step is well executed. And now I'm starting to see a little bit of follow-through, pardon the pun, following the kick, because some of your celebrations are starting to get a little touch of choreography as well. I want to take you through the evolution back in Philadelphia at the end of the halftime, kind of going with the knockout punch, a little bit of a tip of the cap perhaps to Rocky. And then in San Diego, we're starting to see that looks like it might become your signature, the knockout. Yet Sunday against Cincinnati, there was a new wrinkle to your celebration. Take us through that.
Yeah, I got maybe a little carried away, you know. I don't know. Some people asked me if I planned that out, and they're no. I mean, I just thought, like, you know, what would be kind of something funny to do, and you know, something fun, you know, get everybody fired up, and
it worked.
You know, I figured I'd hit them with the Terrio dance, and For those who haven't seen, it's based on this internet video that's kind of gone viral. And there's a bunch of guys around the league I've seen, hit the cousin Terrio after a touchdown celebrate or after a touchdown or what have you. I don't really have like a trademark. I really don't feel like I need one. As long as we're making the kicks, that's all that really matters to me.
You're a guy who we see when the game's on the line, when a drive's on the line, when scoring is on the line. What most fans don't see is the amount of work that you put in prior to a game. You're always the first three guys on the field. Morgan Cox, Sam Cook, and you, you're out there with Randy Brown before every single game. Going through not just your steps, you guys have a lot of conversations. I imagine that a lot of it revolves around the weather conditions.
Right. There's a lot of preparation that goes into any pregame warm-up. One thing that you mentioned is wind, weather, rain, field conditions. Those can all be a factor in how we execute our responsibilities out on the field during the game. So that pregame time is very valuable to us, so we can kind of get a game plan going forward into the game. This last weekend, the wind was swirling all around the stadium. It was hard to pinpoint which direction it actually was going, just because the flags at the top of the stadium are blowing one way, the ribbons on the goalposts are blowing a completely different direction. At one point, on one set of goalposts, one flag was flying this way, the other was flying the other. But that's why we go out there and we hit a lot of balls in pregame, just to see, when we put the ball up in the air, what it's most likely going to do. So like that first quarter field goal, I believe, that first one we had from 36 on the right hash, I basically played that one almost at the right upright, and it just curled all the way back in for me.
Once you play it right, everybody's going to be very happy with what you do. And your only talent is not your right foot, by the way. The entire country got to get a chance to listen to your great singing voice in the Dr. Pepper commercial. How about you take us to commercial break with a little sample of the pipes that have made you famous?
I would if I wasn't nursing a little bit of a cold right now. So we'll have to pump the brakes on that one. But next time you guys have me on.
He's a great singer when he pulls the diva card at the end of the commercial break. Hey, Justin, thanks for the visit. Good luck Sunday in Chicago.
You got it. Thank you.
And you stay with us when we come back. A last look at the Ravens and the Bears Sunday on the road as we continue on Ravens Report.